Okay, so after the
So
light.
let's talk very quickly about the parsha, and we'll see how it actually connects to today's sugya that we're going to be covering. If you think about the Mishkan, there's a lot of psukim dedicated to the building of the Mishkan, the putting up of the Mishkan. Yet it's building an edifice that none of us have ever seen. We've seen pictures, not live pictures, but pictures of drawings, but we don't really have a direct connection to the Mishkan. So what is the message for us from the Mishkan? So I think that if you look at the Sforno, and it's also echoed by the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, the lesson of the building of the Mishkan was everyone was involved. It was the team effort project. Everyone got involved. Everyone gave a certain amount of money. Some people gave more, some people gave less. Some people did the building, but everyone was involved. There were no bystanders when it came to the building of the Mishkan. Everyone had to get involved. And maybe that's perhaps the success of the Mishkan. We know this Mishkan was never destroyed by an enemy, unlike the other two Batei Midrashes that unfortunately were destroyed. The Mishkan was unique because it was built together with all of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't about what I can get out of it, but rather it was about what I can give to Klal Yisrael. And that's what I think is the beauty of the Mishkan. That's what we're supposed to learn from the Mishkan, the idea of giving not for ourselves, but for others. And that's really the whole idea of Purim. If you look at the Mitzvah Hayom of Purim, they're very unique. It's all about giving to others, sharing. The whole idea is in order to build a relationship in Klal Yisrael, it's all about giving. It's not about taking. The more we give, the more we do for others, the more successful we'll be. How many people after October 7th just left everything to either fight in the army or to go help those who need help? I know many people from here went just to help in Eretz Yisrael, whatever their help could be. And that's really a statement of not about me, but yet about someone else. And that I think is the message from the Mishkan as we close out Sefer Shmos. That's something we need to think about. Are we involved enough in helping those institutions, those communities that we could help, that we're a part of? Just like the building of the Mishkan. Okay, so today, I want to see if we can tackle a sugya we tackled 7 years ago. But Baruch Hashem, it's time to chazer, see if we got it right the last time, see if we could change things this time we learn the sugya. The sugya I want to talk about is the mitzvah Hayom of Purim. One of the mitzvahs Hayom of Purim is Matanos Levayonim. And what is interesting about it is if you look in the Gemara Maseches Megillah, there's not too much written about it. Moshe, take a look at number one, the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin, says the Gemara Matanos Levayonim, Shtei Matanos L'shnei Bnei Yod. The whole mitzvah is two gifts to two poor people. Now, we all know that means one gift for each poor person, right? So let's say, for example, you have to give the two aniyim, but each aniyim gets only one matan. There is a bit of a discussion. How do you know it's not two matanos to two aniyim? Okay, what does it say in the Gemara? Shtei matanos l'shnei bnei adam. You got to give two gifts to two people. So one could have learned the Gemara kibshutai. It means you got to give two matanos, which means at the end of the day, four gifts instead of two gifts. How do you know it's only one gift per ani? Again, the Lashon of the Gemara is not very conclusive. It just says matanos levayonim, plural, shtei matanos, two gifts, the shnei bnei adam to two people. So you could have read the Gemara that it means two gifts per ani, which means four gifts total. So Rashi over there, Megillah Daf Zayin, doesn't give you a good answer, in my opinion. Rashi just says, no. It means one matana to each one of the levayonim. So according to that, this is the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, that you give one matana to each ani, but you have to give. Maybe. Yeah, what's the lashon of the pasuk in the Megillah? Matanos Levayonim. That's all it says in the Megillah, right? So the Gemara translates Matanos Levayonim means Shtei Matanos Shnei Bnei Adam. So again, if you just read those four words, again, I think we all have the notion in our head that Matanos Levayonim is one present per ani. But if you're just reading the words of the Gemara Megillah, I don't know why that's so pasha that that's your outcome. Again, maybe it could have worded it differently in the Megillah. That's a possibility.
Do
But
we define the tennis, the halacha specifically as food or as money?
No. Actually, the halacha is, and this we discussed in other shurim, avada for matanos levayonim, it doesn't have to be money. It could be food and or money. By mishloach matanos, it has to be food. So it's just a gift. Now, that word matanos is going to be a very important factor in our share today, understanding that word that Chazal used for matanos levayonim as a matan. Yeah. That's a big sugya. Maybe one day we'll have to get to that. That's a whole shaila. Can you kill two birds with one stone? You go to someone who's that's right. You might have shot Mrs. Chavilos. Yeah, it's a big discussion. It's based on how do you read a Gemara Megillah on Daf Zayin, but that's for a different time. Now, the big chakir that we're going to be discussing today, which is what all the Achrayim discuss, is how to understand the mitzvah of Matanos again. What are the two sides? So one side of the chakir is that it's a mitzvah of tzedakah. It's tzedakah. Chazal decided that on Purim we want every Jew to give tzedakah. That's one side of the chakir. Now, if that's true, that means it should follow, in theory, all the rules of tzedakah. And there are simanim in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh that discuss all the rules of tzedakah. And matanos levayonim should follow all that. That's one side of the chakir. The other side of the chakir is absolutely not. It has nothing to do with tzedakah. Matanos levayonim is about simcha. Right? If you had to define the day of Purim in one word, that word would be simcha. It's a joyous day. How do you express joy? By helping those that are the most in need of joy. Who is the most in need of joy? Those that are financially struggling. So Matan Sev Yayinim is the fulfillment of simcha. Where you bring simcha to people by giving them money. No one is happier when they get free money. So Matan Sev Yayinim is a fulfillment of simcha. Those are the two tzadim that has been developed by the G'dayli Acharonim. What we'll see today is that neither tzadim are independent, and probably the third side is that it's a combination of the two. But the way the Acharonim present it, they look at it as two possibilities. It's one or the other. Either it's staka or it's simcha. So let's see the way Rav Moshe Weiss presents it in Milchas Asher. He writes, "V'nira al pi ma'ashiyesh la'ayin b'yisoy mitzvahs matan zev yayin. Klera chakira. Ha'im mitzvah staka hi. Is it the mitzvah of staka? Then it's ta'avin u'lasei staka b'yayim zeh." And they decided, Chazal said, you know, today we want you to give staka. Why? K'dei l'hakel al aniyim b'simchas purim. Because purim is an expensive day. The aniyim also have to make purim. So Chazal said, you know what? We want you today to give tzedakah. Oishem, or maybe ain't getting mitzvahs of mitzvah tzedakah. It has nothing to do with tzedakah. No. Giving away money is not because you have a mitzvah of charity, but rather giving away money increases the level of joy. And the greatest way to bring joy is to give those who need money. So therefore, the other side of the chakir is that the mitzvah of Matanas Levyanim is a simcha-based mitzvah. It's not a tzedakah-based mitzvah. Obviously, when you're giving charity to the poor, that is tzedakah, but it's not b'mahusa in its nature. It's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzedakah, but rather it's made up of the mitzvah of simcha. So if you take a look over here in Shlomo Hyman, we don't really talk so much about Shlomo Hyman. Shlomo Hyman was one of the Talmidei Muvakim of Reb Baruch Ber. He learned by Reb Baruch Ber when he was 12 years old. Reb Baruch Ber said it was kedai all his mother's pain and anguish and delivery to produce a Talmud like Reb Shlomo Hyman. That's a statement. That's a statement to make. So Reb Shlomo Hyman was by Reb Baruch Ber, and then he was by Reb Chaim Meiser, and then he was by Reb Chanan, and then Reb Chaim Meiser suggested he come to America to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Tarvi Das, which ultimately he did. And he died here in America in 1944. He was a young man. He was about 52. Unfortunately, he never had any children, Reb Shlomo Hyman. But he was one of the first Rosh Yeshivas in Tarvi Das that really got it knocking in the early years of the yeshiva. So Shlomo Hyman's chedushim that we have here today were printed by one of his talmidim from Europe, the Michli Yehuda Lefkowitz, who printed his shiurim. So Shlomo Hyman has a little bit of a kasha on this side of the chakira that it's tzedakah. What's the kasha? You always have to give tzedakah. What do you mean? The chazal came on Yudalad Adar and they said, Rabbi, say everyone has to give tzedakah. Thank you very much. The Torah already said I have to give tzedakah. Bishlam, if you'll tell me that it's a fulfillment of simcha. So Chazal instituted that part of simcha is not just drinking, it's not just merriness, there's a give tzedakah is part of the fulfillment of simcha. But if you tell me this is a good old fashioned tzedakah, I have to give tzedakah every day. What is unique? What is special about giving tzedakah on the 14th? So Shlomo Hyman explains in number three. He says, Yesh lohaven, now a chiddush b'mitzvah shamatan savyanim. Ho b'chol ha'shanam uchiyav manolitin tzedakah lani. You always have to give tzedakah. So what would that sad be that you have to give tzedakah? So he explains, the mitzvah of tzedakah, at least for sure the mitzvah deraisa, is only if you're asked. Let's say you live on an island with only rich people. Okay? You live on an island with only rich people. And there's no poor people. There's a security guard who doesn't let any poor people collect it. So do you have a mitzvah of tzedakah? No, because no one's asking you for money. Well, today, obviously, you have emails and mail and people asking you. But if you have no contact with the outside world, so Midah writes that you would have no mitzvah of tzedakah because no one's asking you. If it says in Shlomo Hyman, let's say you're a Purim in that place. That's correct. Leaving aside my six suffering, correct. They have a tiny Reb Shlomo Hyman that al tzedakah, I'd be potter. So what did the Chazal say in Purim? Chazal said in Purim, find a poor person to give money to. Even if you're living in that island, you're living in that bubble where everyone is wealthy and you don't see any poor people, go out of your bubble on Purim and give tzedakah to someone. That would be the chiddush of the other tzad. So even though on a regular day, I wouldn't be mechoyev to do that. However, Zoktiv Shlomo Hyman, on the tzad of the chakira, that the mitzvah of Matan Sev Yain is a mitzvah of tzedakah, on that side, you'd have to speak out. It means that not only do you always have to give tzedakah, but here, even if you don't have a natural chiyuv tzedakah, there's no anim coming to your door, go out and look for somebody to give the mitzvah, to give tzedakah to.
We don't really do it.
Oh, that's a different question. What does it mean over there? But he's suggesting an interesting possibility that even if you hold that it's a mitzvah of tzedakah, so what do I need Chazal to give me a mitzvah of tzedakah? Teretz is because maybe I gave tzedakah yesterday, maybe I gave tzedakah tomorrow, but I have to give tzedakah today. That would be my answer to his question. Meaning, I would have suggested, Avad, you have a mitzvah to give tzedakah, but you can say, listen, I already gave yesterday. I'll give tomorrow. I don't have to give every day, which is really what Reb Shlomo Haiman is getting at. Now, we know there's Allah on Shulchan Aruch. Every Jew must give at least a shlishis hashekel annually for tzedakah. A shlishis hashekel is maybe $70, $80 a year, annually. Most of us give that by five, six weddings, a couple of days in shul. You already matched your amount that you need to give per year, right? But that's all you have to give midaraisa to be yotzei tzedakah throughout the year. So, Dr. Shlomo Haiman, so what happened in your Dalad Adar? Tells you your Dalad Adar, you have to, on this day, give tzedakah. What do you mean? I gave yesterday tzedakah. No. You got to give today. On your Dalad Adar, every Jew has to find an avenue, find a way to give tzedakah on this day. That's if you hold that that's a tzedakah. That's a different shaila, which maybe we'll talk a little bit about. What day do you give it and what day does the ani receive it? But the idea is on Purim, there's supposed to be a transfer, so to say, of matanas levyanim should take place on Purim.
Because it doesn't mean just somebody, things are a little tighter.
No, that's a
Obviously,
bigger
you have
shaila.
enough
How to,
to have food.
that's a different shaila. How to define an ani versus an evyan? Because the Megillah chose the word evyan, not an ani. And who deserves matanas levyanim? That more complex details of who gets what and where should the money go. Now, this is the hakira. So, what's our hakira that we're going to work with today? So, let's make believe. And again, I think you have to use your imagination because, as we'll see, it's not really tzedakah. But let's assume these are the tzedakah. Tzad number one is that it's completely a tzedakah-based mitzvah. Giving matanas levyanim is the fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa of tzedakah. So, why am I doing it on your dalad adar? Because Chazal said today every Jew has to give tzedakah. I gave tzedakah last week. I'll give tzedakah next week. But I got to give tzedakah today. That's one side of the hakira. The other side of the hakira is that has nothing to do with tzedakah. Forget tzedakah. Tzedakah you'll give before Purim, tzedakah you'll give after Purim. Today you give matanas levyanim. Why today? Because today I got to make people happy. Today my job is to make people happy. The only way to make a poor person happy is by giving him money. Now, would I then, in l'mafreya, would I be yotzei the mitzvah of tzedakah? I would assume so. You are giving charity. But it's a separate, specific mitzvah of simcha, not so much the mitzvah of tzedakah. So let's see what the Rishonim said about this. Well, so there's actually, we'll talk a little bit about it. There is a possibility that you should even give to Gentiles, even to the Goyim, because of Eva. If the Goyim see, we shouldn't tell them this, they see all the money that's spent, and it's not worth noting, all the money that is given out on Purim is something remarkable about Klal Yisrael. I don't know about now, the market, the financial situation is not great for everyone, but through the past years, people have given crazy amounts of money have been passed around on Purim for tzedakah. It's really something special. So if the Goyim only knew about this, they'd be out there with their hands waiting. Definitely the government would be waiting to get in on the action of it. We'll talk a little bit about it. So this is the Hakir. So what can we see from, well, now, yeah, from the Megillah, from the Gemara Megillah, we got nothing. That's not very helpful in understanding this Hakir. So if you take a look in the Orchas Chaim, the Orchas Chaim writes like this, Achrei Tzeisa Mebeis HaKnesses Shachris, after you leave the shul in the morning after Megillah reading, Chalkei Mo'oz Purim, you give out Purim money, V'noisnim L'chol Mishir Tzalakab, you give to anyone who wants to take it. Anyone. You don't ask, show me your Ta'udah, are you deserving? Let me see your tax returns. No questions asked. Why? Says the Orchas Chaim, this is what you do for Purim. You give and you don't ask questions. You just give. Why? The key words, it's all about increasing joy. They're going to start scrutinizing the guy. Let me see your tax returns. Let me see your Ta'udah. Are you legit? You're not legit. That obviously is not going to help. In the Simcha, if a Zokta Archas Chaim, he says, no, just give and just give. So many people point out from this Archas Chaim, it can't be Tzedakah. If it's Tzedakah, there's rules. Who gets Tzedakah? You gotta be worthy to receive Tzedakah. We don't just give out money to any guy. You have to be Boitik. You have to check to see, does he deserve Tzedakah? Is he a Rami? Is he not a Rami? And here he says, just open the floodgates. So it must be, it's not based on the rules of Tzedakah.
So it's to increase his simcha, not
Right,
just
right. Yeah, that's also something that needs a little bit of definition, right? It's not about my simcha, right? Most of us don't enjoy giving away money. Most of us would rather keep our money. The simcha is giving away to other people.
So what is the word play of yearning?
Yeah, that's true. Meaning Avada, preferably we'd like it to give to Avyanin, but we don't start scrutinizing. The guy claims, he claims he's an Avyan. He claims he needs. So if you look in the Ramban Baba Metzia, he writes the following. He says, we don't start nitpicking. We don't start to checking which ani deserves it. We give to everyone. So everyone should be happy. Whether he deserves the money, whether he doesn't deserve it. We give everyone. Open door policy, open hand policy. On Purim, everyone gets. And here's the kicker. But it says in the Megillah, it's days of Mishta v'Simcha. What does that have to do with him? What is that connection? So the way people like to say it is, oh, you see, that's not about Staka, but rather it's about Simcha. And then he throws in another line. U'mishloach manis namiksev. And it also says Mishloach manis. What does Shloach manis have to do with Matan Sevein? They're two separate mitzvahs. Why are you mixing the two in? So the Torah says, okay, what the Ramban is trying to tell you is the same reason why we give Shloach manis is to be ma'ar b'reyes, to be ma'ar b'simcha, to increase joy. So Matan Sevein is the same idea. They're under the same banner. They're both here to increase simcha for Jewish people. So therefore, says the Ramban, seemingly that the idea of Matan Sevein is simcha, and it's all about simcha. It's not about stocha. We're not particular who deserves it. Obviously, we'd rather give it to someone who really deserves it, but the idea is the mitzvah of simcha. Let's take a look in the Shabbali Halakat. Shabbali Halakat writes the following. Just like you have to be happy on Purim, you have to make other people happy also. You can't be a selfish, happy person. You got to spread the joy. The Tani Reb Yosef u'mishloach manas ish l'reyehu, shtei matonas l'odem echad, u'matonas l'avyonim, shtei matonas l'shnei bnei odem, koyma, dai b'matona achas l'oni echad, it's good enough to give one present to one oni, t'hochi mash m'matonas shnayim l'avyonim shnayim. Okay? He somehow fits that into the words of the Megillah, even though we, a few minutes ago, discussed how it's not so simple, it means that, but that's the conclusion, that you're going to give one oni one present and one oni another present. But what do you see clear from the Shabbali Halakhot? That the idea of he lumps together Shalach Manas and Matanas Avyanim, and he lumps together Simcha. So it seems like he's assuming that the idea of Mishloach Manas and Matanas Avyanim are both because of Simcha, not because of Tzedakah. But you got to keep reading for a second. Matzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Shlomo. This Rabbeinu Shlomo is none other than Rashi. Rashi says, B'mois Purim ein Kitzvah. There's no amount when it comes to Purim money. Kol mashi yirtzer ish litein, whatever you want to give, you give. B'nei shehu, tzedaka, because it's charity. U'tzedaka kol echad echad lefi ein haya teiva yitein. Tzedaka, everyone gives based on the way they want to give. Now, what's interesting to me is, do you see that the Shabbat Elekin argues on this Rashi? Sounds like you can work together. I mean, when he got up and he told you that matanos avyanim is simcha, then in the next line he quotes that it's tzedaka, that's not a contradiction. It seems like those two things can work together. So that's something that I think we're going to prove a little bit later, that the two tzedakim are not independent. If anything, I think they complement each other. They go together. Both tzedakim work together. But here you see clearly from the Shabbat Halakhah, in one line, he's focusing on simcha. The next line, he quotes Rashi, who talks about tzedakah, and it doesn't sound like he's arguing. It sounds like it's not a contradiction to hold simcha and to hold tzedakah. And I'll prove it to you from a ritva. If you look in the Ritva Megillah Dav Zayin, the Ritva writes like this: Pirish B'Yushalmi quotes the famous Yushalmi that everyone knows. Shekol apoyishit yodoy little yitnoloy. Anyone who asks for money on Purim, you're supposed to give him. Loimar shenoysin l'chol adam. You give any person. They medakit him. We don't check him. We ani v'roy little life. He's poor and deserves the money. Why zok the Ritva? She'ein esina zu medin staka gredisa. That's a very important word. Gredisa. Says the Ritva, because this is not only about tzedakah. If this would be about tzedakah, we have rules for tzedakah. We only give to a person who proves deserving of tzedakah. But says the Ritva, it's not only about tzedakah. Elo midin simcha. So there's two ways you can learn this Ritva. One way you learn the Ritva is that it's not tzedakah, it's only simcha, which then the word greatest doesn't fit so well. The way I like to learn the Ritva is no, it's not only tzedakah, it's a combination. It's both tzedakah and simcha. It's not only simcha. It's not only tzedakah. It's a combination. Now, the big problem with calling it tzedakah is that it goes against the basic rule of hilchos tzedakah. Rule number one in hilchos tzedakah is you only get tzedakah if you deserve it. That's rule number one. And that rule we clearly do not apply on Purim. So clearly you're going to have to say it's a different type of tzedakah. You want to call it tzedakah light, tzedakah kal, whatever word you want to use, tzedakah bridged, whatever. But the point is it's a unique type of tzedakah that we taka don't check backgrounds. But it's still tzedakah.
We can use my money for it.
Oh, we'll get to that in a few minutes. Right? That's another big discussion we have to get to. The way I'd like to be mazbe the two tzedakim al hakira is, why did Chazal decide to give tzedakah today? The answer is because of simcha. Simcha is what pushed Chazal to have you give tzedakah today. Thank you, Rob. Tzedakah is simcha was the impetus for why they decided that you should give tzedakah. Shemecha. Chakron?
Yeah. Because he's Mesameach.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
they're one over on you.
Correct. There's an interesting shayla halacha. What happens if you give an ani who's so drunk, sekrusa shaloi? The guy doesn't know which way's up. You put money in his pocket. Are you
eating my tonus
of you?
He'll just figure it out.
So again, if it's al simcha, I think let's say you tell an ani, you know what? In 2 weeks, I'm going to give you a lot of money. Would you be eating my tonus of you? I guarantee you that guy's day is made. If you told an ani on your dial, you know what? In 2 weeks, I'm going to give you $1,000. Just got to wait 2 weeks. I need to deal a little close. You're not Yaitse Pash, that's not telling us. But that's the rest of Simcha of the world. Which guy is not happy? So again, you'll have to explain that you need to be Mesameach on Purim. It's not just to be happy. You need to be Mesameach on this day, the day that's designated for
Simcha. One of the afkaminas is that the reason why we don't make a bracha on Staka.
Good. We'll talk about it. We'll get to Mitzvah. We'll go. So we're going to go. Oh, we'll talk about that. We're going to go through all the various possible nafkaminas if this would be a legitimate chakira. I don't mean to say it's not a legitimate chakira. I'm just not convinced that there's two tzadim. I think the two tzadim have to come together. But let's keep on going. Let's take a look in the Rambam. The Rambam is very clear. So the Rambam, chayiv lechalik l'aniyim b'yom ha'Purim. You have to distribute to poor people on Purim. In poysim shnei aniyim, you can't give less than two aniyim. L'chol echad matona achas. Each ani gets a gift. Oy mo'is. Oy minei tavshel. You can give him anything. You can give him food, give him clothing, give him cash, whatever you want to give to him, that is all fine.
Oh, you
mean Eichlin, Shinema, Matonis of Yain.
Stay in Matonis. Democrats, because money, they, you know, cannot manage money. Cannot manage money. Why give them money?
That's true. That is true. I have Ain, the doctor can be moist for him. Since we're not careful with money, I'll call a push it yodoy, little moist. Okay. Then the Rambam continues famously. This is one of the more famous Rambam everyone knows. It is more worthy to increase your matan sevyanim than laharbos besudo ubishloach manas lariyev. It's more important if you're going to make a budget. How much you're spending on pork? So you figure I got to spend X for the sudo, this for matan sevyanim, this for mishach manas. Writes to Rambam in that budget you should spend more money matan sevyanim than you do for everything else. So the Rambam, why? There's no greater simcha than giving those that are in distress. Now, the obvious kash in the Rambam is, how can the Rambam lump together three mitzvahs that are not the same? Right? The Rambam says that matan sevyanim, shachman, so this purim, make sure of the three you spend more matan sevyanim. They're not comparable mitzvahs. They're not the same mitzvah, they're different mitzvahs. So the answer is, Rabbi Salavishik points this out, and many others point this out, you see from this Rambam, that they're all under the same banner. They're all under the meaning. Reading the Megillah is not comparable to these three mitzvahs because it's a different sug mitzvah. These three are all called simcha based mitzvahs. Suda, Matos of Yoinim, Shalchmanis, they're all under the category of simcha. Says the Rambam, when you're talking about simchas yamtiv, simchas purim, spend the most on one of those three. Oh, but you see from the Rambam that he's lumping them all together. It must be that he understood that Matos of Yoinim is not tzedakah, but rather it's simcha based mitzvah, like that side of the chakir. Okay, again. You can get out of this right also. Simcha was the impetus behind why you should give tzedakah. But at the end of the day, what you're giving is a fulfillment of tzedakah.
So for whatever reason, you can't give the money on Purim if you gave it for Yerushalayim for Shushan Purim, would you be yotzei?
I would think so. If he gives aniyim on Purim, he's probably yotzei.
Even though it's aniyim, not where he is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a good question. If you have to go where you are, where the aniyim is. These are good challenges. Yeah.
Rich people.
Yeah, no. He says, Shum Yeshua Shlech Monet. He's contrasting that the idea of Purim is to give gifts. So Shalach Monet is to rich people, Matazarim is to poor people. But both gift givings are about Simcha. Right, that's what he says. So if you take a look, interestingly, in the Harei Kedem, he points out the Targum on the Pasuk in Esther. Right? If you look up the Targum in the Pasuk of Esther, on this pasuk matanos avyoyim, what does it say? The number 9. Va'ulam hatargam mefarish alu matanos avyoyim umaha titzet kasa. If you look up the pasuk in the targum, it says, "What does the word matanos avyoyim mean?" Up the targum, money of charity. Chen Omar Marin Agrach, Rabbi Salavitch quoted from his grandfather Reb Chaim, "Shematanos avyoyim hu chiyev misuyam litein tztaka b'yem apurim." Reb Chaim fought one side of our hakira. That matanos avyoyim is a chiyuv of tzedaka to give on Purim, like we saw from Rabbi Shlomo Hyman, that specifically today, make sure you give tzedaka. So that seems to be a pretty good raya from the targum on the pasuk. It says umah ditzat kaso, the money of charity. So the chayre, it's about charity. It's not about
the chiyuv on women also.
Yeah, unless they're married. Yeah, women have a chiyuv also. Yeah, So let's talk a little bit about some of the potential chakiras if we think that this is two separate possibilities. So one nafkamina, I think, is the shayla that was asked to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The shayla is, we know in Hilchos Tzedakah, there's a rule that family comes first. Now, if you know that you have a family member that needs tzedakah, you give him first before you give someone else. And there's a whole list in Shulchan Aruch who goes first and which relative goes first, your side, your wife's side, all Lebedic list of who goes first. Then people in your city go first, and your friends go first, and your neighbors go first. There's a whole list. But that same list applied to Matamis Levyanim. Let's say you have Aniyim. So you know, Nebuch, you have a third cousin who needs the money badly, so you'll give it to him instead of giving it to some guy you never met. Well, you say, no, it's not about tzedakah. It's about Simchas Purim. Simchas Purim, you got to make everyone happy. It's not about the rules of
the
tzedakah.
What's the difference when you make your cousin happy, you make your yanim happy?
No, but I'm not mechuyev to give it to my cousin. If it's al hilchot tzedakah, I have to give it to my relative.
But the simcha's still there.
That's all that's al hilchot. The tzedakah of chakir is, if it's based on tzedakah, I got to follow the rules of Shulchan Aruch. The rules of Shulchan Aruch says relatives go first. If it's al simcha, I can make any happy. I don't have to make my cousin happy. I could. I don't have to. My cousin lives 3 hours away. I'm not interested in where arranging. I maybe don't like my cousin. I don't know, whatever the case is. I like my neighbor better, or I like the guy down the block better. So that's, I think, one nafkamina, if you assume it's two separate studies. So they asked the shot of Chaim Kanievsky, number 10. Ha'im ha'matal savyayim ikadina da karev ha'karev koidim diyesh mitzvah lahaktim es koev vaniyim. Do we say that by matal savyayim, we apply the rule of ha'karev ha'karev like we do by tztaka? Oididin zehu rak b'tztaka? Or maybe matal savyayim is not tztaka. So Chaim Kanievsky answered, yitochin. Possibly. What's possibly? Everything's possible. So l'chayra, the answer is it's totally an archaikira. If you understand it is an independent mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, Simchas Purim, so then avad, you can give to anyone you want. But if it's taka like tztaka, then l'chayra, you have to follow the rules of tztaka. The only ha'ar on this is we clearly know we're not following the rules of tztaka. Because what's one of the basic rules of tztaka? You only give to people that need it. And we learned already from the Gemara, from Rishayna, from Yerushalmi, you give to anybody. So therefore, it could be even on the side of the chakira that it's tzedakah, it's still going to be what we call tzedakah light or tzedakah watered down. So maybe you don't have to follow this rule either. But that's the problem over here. It's very hard to call it tzedakah because at the end of the day, you give to anyone who asks. You don't, again, if I know for sure the guy doesn't deserve it, then I shouldn't give it to him. But here we're talking about you don't know. So
make him happy.
Yeah.
Why not make him
happy? Yeah, that I'm not so sure if I have to do. So let's try another chakira. Is there any tzad that when it comes to matan savyayin, you should give it anonymously? That no one should know that you gave the matan savyayin. So it's interesting. By tzedakah, we paskin and hilchot tzedakah, the best way to give tzedakah is anonymous. The ani shouldn't know who gave it to. That's the best. There's a whole hierarchy. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole hierarchy of how to give tzedakah. On the top of that list is anonymous tzedakah. Some guy drops off money at your house. You don't know who gave it. You don't feel weird when you meet in shul. That's the best way to do it. What about for matan savyayin? Should that be the same system? So back to our chakira. If matan savyayin is like tzedakah, so you got to follow the rules of tzedakah. Give it anonymous. But here, Yosef Engel comes up with a chab. Yosef Engel comes up with a chiddush based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud. This is his commentary to the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud. The Gemara in Shabbos says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a present called Shabbos. And the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, whenever you give someone a present, you have to be madiyah him. You have to let him know I'm giving you a present. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, since Matanas Levyanim is a present, I have to notify you that I'm giving it to you. So he comes up with a chiddush. And when it comes to Matanas Levyanim, you actually have to notify the ani that you're giving it to. You have to knock on the door, say, here you go. Here's his money for purim.
Does he have to know who it comes from?
Yes. They have to know that it came from me. So he writes over here.
But isn't that only on the tzad that if it's Marba B'Simcha, but if it's Alsa Din, it's Tzedakah? Why
that's what I'm pointing out. That this Rabbi Yosef Engel is a chayr going to be Tali and Achakir. So he writes over here, Masha Enki Mitzdaka, they nenu Matanah. Tzedakah is not a gift. Rakut tzedakah l'malas chasar ani. It's to fill the void of what the ani is missing. Well, lechein ein tzarech dayt tekal. He doesn't need to know who gave it to him. Rakash shlomas chasar ani levat. Right? Tzedakah is about deficit. I don't care how I fill up my deficit. I want to know the deficit is filled up. So the best way to fill that up is by not letting me know. Pay the guy's credit card behind his back. Drop money in his account. Sell him the money. No one knows. That's the best way. Because it's not about a gift. It's about filling the void.
The result,
right? It's result based, which is tamaz a big chakira. By tztaka, is it the mice in the scene? Is it the result? There could be a lot of nafkaminas. One day, maybe we'll learn hilchot tztaka here. I'm doing it now with my talmidim in yeshiva. It's an underlearned sugya. It's a geshmak. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so we didn't get to that nakud yet. If it's about simcha, right? I would imagine when the oni gets the knock on the door, some guy gives him an envelope. That's going to really kill his simcha. On one hand, on the other hand, it might help him.
But simon's going around every day, maybe collecting.
Right. It's hard to know how much that would impact his simcha. But Yosef Engel's Chiddush, I think, is going to play a role a little bit later on in the sugya. He suggests look at the words of the Megillah. It's called the Matana. Lefiza lechayra leini matonas levyain beturim dechsiv le matana bekra yutzrach sheyoida ani shenitla. Yesterday you gave it to him. The yedina shayne mishar tzaka, and it's going to be different than regular tzaka. Do my look a shayne on your damn minutla where there's a perk if the only doesn't know. The einim is bayish kimavor b'babasro b'ksubas dav samach zayin. The matanos of yainim lo yadin kain. That would not be the rules on matanos of yainim. Rak tzarech laidia daik tafka mishum dechsiv matana b'kra. U matana nechshav rak b'yidia samakab. Gifts only work if you know who gave it to you. If you don't know who gave it to you, it doesn't work. V'kanal v'zeu chiddush din l'chayu. The Beis of Engel himself acknowledges that it's a chiddush. Now, is anyone knocked me for this Beis of Engel?
Well, we don't, no, none of us know because we give it to the local rabbi.
Right. And so I was very surprised with Tzal Radinsky. I was listening to a shiur from him. He says he's makbid this Beis of Engel. He says he's makbid. He tries to find at least one, two aniyim, and he lets them know that it came from him because he wants to be makbid this Beis of Engel. It's still funny to me because, first of all, Beis of Engel himself leaves off the Zel Chiddush Din. And this itself is a Chiddush. Now, back to our Hakira, clearly Beis of Engel is not saying it's regular tztaka. Regular tztaka, this is actually not what you do. Now, you can even clarify on the tzad that it's simcha, it doesn't seem to make sense. But Ked, if it's all about simcha, it would be better if the Yoni doesn't know gave it to him and to limit the amount of busha.
Another thing here is like Staka, the highest form of Staka is giving the guy a job.
That is true. Right? I told him, I don't think it's about giving him a job, meaning give the guy a job for the day. Yeah, I don't think it would help him. It would ruin his form. So the truth is, Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskins in his safe, not like this. He thinks for Dava Pasha, we don't assume like a Yosef Engel. And he writes at number 12, he says, V'yesh Lethchois. He wants to tell you, why did the Megillah call it a matana? Not because you have to notify the guy giving it, but it's called a matana, so you should know that you got to give more than normal, which we'll talk Blinader in a few minutes about. So Allah Isa, I don't believe this is the accepted approach. For this Yosef Engel, but again, this Yosef Engel should be very much totally in our hakir. Okay, let's try another shaila. How much do you need to give per ani? How much do you need to give per ani? So let's work it through the same chakir. If it's al tztaka, well, what's the most minimal amount of tztaka you need to give per ani? So everyone assumes it's a pruta. That's not so pashut. There were achraidim, mainly Reb Shulev Diskin and others, that held the yoytz tztaka even less than a pruta. So let's assume a penny is not a pruta, which depends. Like a penny could not be a pruta. If you give an ani a penny, so according to most achraidim, not yoytz tztaka, Reb Shulev Diskin holds you are yoytz. Reb Shulev Diskin, Beis Yisrael, the Beis Yitzchak, maybe it's like Shmelkas holds you yaitz staka, but the assumption is you're not yaitz staka less than a pruta. What about for matanos of yainim? How much should you have to give? Yeah, that's what everyone says. The question is, where does it say that? That's the question. So let's go back to our hakira. If it's al staka, so then I have to give whatever I need to give staka. But if it's al simcha, it's got to be something that gives him simcha. You give the guy a penny, he looks at you like, what'd you do for me? What are you going to do for a penny? So l'chayra, that might be a machoikis b'shayin movie number 13. Says the Ritva, umistavro. The matonas levyoinim hainu afilu b'shtei prutas. Matonas levyoinim is good enough for two prutas. The shava pruta, choshev matona. Says the Ritva, what are you talking about? Says they give a gift. Anything that's a pruta is a gift. So according to Ritva, you give 5 cents, 10 cents to each ani, you eat some matonas levyoinim. 1 second. How did the Ritva learn earlier the lumdus of matonas levyoinim? He sent she'ein nesinazum within staka greater. So it's not a din staka. So if it's not a din and stucker, why are you let get away with the amount that you're allowed to get away with for stucker? Understand? According to the Ritva, the only way you can justify giving a pruta is if you hold it's following the rules of stucker. But the Ritva told us before, it's not a din stucker grade, but rather it's cause of simcha. But if you learn the other way, that I like to learn that it's a combination factor. Avada, it's stucker. But it's stucker told to give today for the purpose of simcha. So whenever an ani gets stucker, he's happy. Not the pshat that my doubt, my penny is making him happy. Simcha is why Chazal said today, I want you to give tztaka. That's what Chazal said. Chazal said, I'm Purim, I want you to give out tztaka. Apruta is tztaka. The simcha is not the pshat that I'm here to make the ani happy because I'm giving him a large amount. The simcha is why Chazal said today to give tztaka. And tztaka has rules. One of those rules, I only have to give a pruta.
That's exactly what you're saying. That's why you give two instead of one. Meaning because that's the extra simcha. No, it's one would be out.
No, you give one per ani, one per ani.
No, but what did he just
one
say?
One per ani. He's saying one per ani.
I know I feel the prutas.
Yeah, yeah. That means altogether two prutas. One per ani. I'm giving one pruta per ani. My question is, according to the Ritva, if it's al simcha, l'chayr pruta shouldn't be good enough. So you're telling me it's al tztaka. And tztaka pruta is good enough. But the Ritva told me it's not because it's tztaka. The Torah says it's a combination. it's tzedakah, and the impetus for the tzedakah was the simcha, and I follow the rules of tzedakah, and that's why I only have to give a
proof. But you're still lacking the simcha.
Simcha was why Chazal wanted me to give tzedakah today.
You're still lacking in that aspect.
That's not true. And Ani gets money. He's,
with what combines?
The Ritva is explaining why Chazal said today to give tzedakah. I can give tzedakah yesterday and give tzedakah tomorrow.
Making me happy or making me Ani happy?
The Ani's happy when people are in giving him tzedakah money.
He's not happy for that.
No, he's not happy. He's happy that today.
Actually angry.
No, he's angry because he expects more. But if he realized that today he'd have to hustle for that money, and today he doesn't have to hustle because everyone's just going to give him, that's simcha.
So you're talking about overall.
That's right. The simcha was why Chazal said, today I want you to give money.
Yourself and not making an act.
Correct. The simcha was not me. The simcha was why Chazal decided to give tzedakah today. That's the way I like to learn the two tzedakim together. Now, if you look in the Ran, interestingly, the Ran writes, Hainu mine machabu mishta lashirim. Shalachmanis, you can give food to wealthy people. Ulev yoinim, but to the poor people, die the cholechon b'matana achas. Each ani gets one gift. She nechsheves be'ein nehem. That's invalued in their eyes. Kedavar gadol, like something big. So the Ran is arguing on the Ritva. The Ran holds that the amount of matanas of yoinim has to be chashev. Why? Because it's tali and simcha. So the Ran's clearly on the side of the chakira that it has to be simcha. Now, you don't find this by tzedakah, that I have to give tzedakah based on how I give a prut. I'm made to the mitzvah of tzedakah. But the Ran says that when it comes to matzahs of yanim, you have to give an important amount. The chayr is because the Ran is going on the side that it's simcha, and that's why the amount needs to be larger than your typical tzedakah based prut. Take a look over in the Minchas Asher. He writes something very, very interesting, and I was scratching my head for a very long time understanding what he's talking about. He writes number 15. Isa, v'leshadra doron in shilachavrei, he quotes the Targum that we started off with, but he quotes the end of the Targum. The end of the Targum is, he's supposed to send presents, tzedakah of money, to that is chashuv. Harei shekasa detzarach matana chashuva. Rav Asher is pointing out that if you look in the same Targum who calls it ma'oz detzedakah, that he's supposed to give charity money, he also says it has to be chashuv. So for Rav Asher Weiss, I don't understand, that's a contradiction. If you're looking at it as tzedakah, then it doesn't have to be chashev. It just has to be a pruta. And if you're telling me it's chashev, then it's not tzedakah. So for Rav Asher, it's a stira in the Targum. Which one is it? Is it tzedakah? Is it chashev? So again, the answer might be it's not a contradiction. The answer might be they're both true. But Rav Asher is very bothered that in the Targum there's a contradiction. Because he calls it ma'adit tzedakah. He calls it money of charity, which implies one side of the chakira. And then he says chashev, which is the other side of the chakira. Now, the reason why I was scratching my head was because this Targum doesn't exist. Right? I checked a lot of different Megillah prints, and if you look at 16, it says what? Ditztoka matnon lichashoche. Chashoche means those that are missing. Right? So I wasn't sure what Rav Asher was talking about. I don't know what he was talking about. There's no such Targum like that. He has a Targum that says lichashove. You gotta give a choshev amount of matnos of yayim. That's not what it says in our Targum. And I looked through a bunch of different prints. And not one of them had his print. So he's making a whole tumult over here, and his mom is just a typo. And I was very like, you know, we're not talking about someone who lived 500 years ago, right?
That's good. You can actually call him up.
They can actually call him and ask him. So I was very bothered by this.
Where's Jake?
So when I finished this Mar Malkum sheet, I left it with a tzarchi, and I posh didn't have a pshat what Abasha was getting at. Then I looked further on in a different shtickle. Abasha has another simon on this topic, and he acknowledges his own mistake. He writes over number 17. Omdom, however, shuvra isi shuta isi bezet taz gemur. Says Rav Asher, he admits. What I tell you guys once?
Right,
well, it must mean the print was an old print and he couldn't read it well. That's right. It's very easy printing. This is how printing mistakes happen in Judaism. Just all a letter here, a letter there. Reb Chaim Brisker, when he was looking for a dayan to fill the role as a dayan in Brisk, and he ended up taking Simcha Zalig Grieger, who was an unbelievable gadol, never killed by the Nazis. He said, I want a dayan who can admit when he makes mistakes. That's what I want. If you can't admit you make mistakes, I don't want. So here, Rav Asher Weiss, he said, I made a mistake. Ubitargum loy kosa matan de chashivi, elamatan de chashichi. De chashichi, handle of yoinim. Attack it. Was that a typo? Typing mistake. The girsa mutos nizdam nali bitech swarm shetikti as debi atargum. Someone made a mistake. Boy, if she mishabush, umitech a boss, and that's what led to my mistake. Now, as you can imagine, making a whole purple shit out of it, and the whole thing is just a mistake. Okay. Huh? Missing. That's right. Again, I gotta think it's not a steer, anyways. Even if the Targum would have said that, I still think you could purple out of it. But Lamaisa, it doesn't say that. It says the words Chashichi, not Chashivi.
Wasn't that the story you once told with Shimon Shmuel? Yes, there was a mistake in the Mishnah Brewer when he went on a proba that nobody would have noticed. The Rav Hirsch Shechter, Yerudas Meis from that he once made a mistake in a psak, and then he came back.
Rav Hirsch Shechter, Meis. Was Rav Hirsch Shechter himself did it?
No, no, he was the one. I thought it was.
There's another Mitzke Rebbe in his shul. Mitzke Rebbe got a psak, said a wrong psak in his shul once, and no one would have noticed. And he came back by Minuch and he corrected it.
Oh, it was another Mitzke.
The real story is with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was taking a proba to be a Magid Shir in the Volozhin. So someone had a kasha. He realized a problem on his own about a Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam. Now those years, Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam, no one learned. No one would have ever noticed he got a wrong pshat. He would have a kasha with Pirush Mishnayos, and he admitted it to the board when he was on his probo that he is. And they were so impressed that the Chaim acknowledged his mistake. Yeah,
he stopped in the middle.
That's all right. I tell people, if you want to know your mistakes, just ask your wife. She'll point out all your mistakes. You'll realize you make more mistakes than you think. Okay, so let's continue on with this potential hakira. Where else would this take us? So if you go to shul Purim morning, I think almost every shul, they make the following announcement. When we say the Shechiyanu on the Megillah, have in mind the mitzvah sayoyim, atonis avyoyim, shalchumar sesudas Purim. Now that's not exactly an accurate statement. Why is it not an accurate statement? Because look in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes at number 18. V'ichav in mebecha Shechiyanu gamkein al mishloach monos, besudas Purim, shem gamkein mitzvahs. Magen Avraham left out the matonis avyoyim. Every gabbai in every shul, he knows better than Magen Avraham. He always announces, you have to have in mind the Mishal Chmanis, so there's Purim and the Matan Savyayin. But Magen Avraham clearly omitted that. So why does every shul announce that way? Because of the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, Yichavin lohoitzi mishloach manois, u'matanes levyayin bebecha shachiyon. So the Prima Gadim adds Matanes levyayinim, as does number 20, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, as does the Chayyad. So all the shuls that announce it, that's because they're coming off of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chayyadim. However, all those shuls will live and die by the Mishnah Berurah. Look what it says in the Mishnah Berurah number 21. The Nochin, the Chavim, Bechu Shechiyanu, Gamal, Mishloach Monos, Vesudas Purim, Shem Gamke Mitzvahs. What did the Mishnah Berurah leave out? Sounds like Yainim. Mishnah Berurah passed like the Magen Avraham. So what exactly is the point of Machlokes over here? Why to include or why not to include? So the simple way to be Masbir is, how do you understand the Mitzvah Matanus of Yainim? If the Mitzvah Matanus of Yainim is the Mitzvah Tztokah, so tztaka is not a mitzvah that comes every single day. So you don't make a shachianu on tztaka. But if it's a specific mitzvah today, it's licked into the mitzvah of simcha, so then it should get acknowledged in the mitzvahs of shachianu. So the Magen Avraham, that leaves out Matanus Avyayinim, he goes on the tzad that it's tztaka, as does the Ishtabiru, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Pirmigadim, the Chayodim, they go on the other tzad. Now I have a shtickle problem with this way of saying it, because even if you say that it's tztaka, like we pointed out from Shlomo Hayman, it's a mitzvah that I have to do today. I can do tztaka yesterday, I can do tztaka tomorrow, but you told me I have to do tztaka today. So the fact that I have to do it today, maybe that does make it bami's man, does man. So maybe it's not muchach that even if you hold that at tztaka, but because, again, it really depends on, do you look at tztaka as a general mitzvah? As a general mitzvah, tztaka comes every day. Or do you say, no, today I have a specific mitzvah to give tztaka because it's Yudal Adar. So it is a mitzvah which is bami's man, does man. So maybe it should be fitting a shachiyon. So it's not muchach, this machoikis.
Harry Kevin,
yeah.
But the reason they don't include the bracha of Matanas Levyonim because Chachiyonim became one, we don't want to have a situation wherever we have to give, there are Levyonim to be given Matanas to or whatever maybe. Klal Yisrael should be free.
A nice job. Rule,
and therefore you don't have it in mind. It's a mitzvah of the Yom, but not Chachiyonim became one. So I get to such a level that, oh, great, I can give Matanas Levyonim.
Okay, that's a nice job. That's a nice idea. Right, that's why we don't say on certain mitzvahs that are depressing, we don't say Shechiyanu.
Noxus, that there will always be a
yeah, unfortunately, that is the reality, but we'd rather there's not. It's like someone doing someone ripping Kriya on Avelis and saying Shechiyanu. Doesn't seem to make sense. Interesting. So if you look over in the Sefer Megillas Esther, this is from the Nesivus. The Nesivus wrote a commentary on the Megillah, and he writes two shtickles over here. Meaning, we haven't yet seen anyone who said that it's tzedakah. You've seen everyone say it's simcha. Who says tzedakah? So I found the Nesivus. Obviously, the Nesivus wasn't a Rishon, but he writes the following. He says, number 22, he says, Ubiyois ki, the last two words of the first line, he says, Ubiyois ki, Evshesh is batal hagzeir, beli asiyat tzedakah. He says, Mordechai knew the only way to get out of this predicament, the Jewish people, is tzedakah. The way the Jewish people are redeemed is with tzedakah, with charity. And that's why we get matanis of yoinim. Do merames the hatstoka? It's merames to tztaka. So, Vaiti, the Sivas here is telling us clearly that when Mordechai arranged the setup for Purim, he arranged that there needs to be tzedakah, because the way the Jewish people merit brachas is with tzedakah. So it sounds like it's tzedakah, not simcha. Take a look at number 23 in a different shtickle from the Nesivas. He writes, he says, Mordechai felt that the reason for the Purim tragedy was because the people, Jewish people, bowed down to the tzelem, for like kitshu shemoi. And he knew chil Hashem ain't like kapara at Yomus. Chil Hashem is one of the worst averus. There's no kapara until death. And the only salvation will come as like a favor from Hashem. We realize we're not perfect. So we want to do something that shows godly-like activity. We want to be like Hashem. Mahu chanun, just like Hashem is compassion, we're compassion. How do we show compassion? By giving tzedakah. So vayti, you see from it, it wasn't about simcha. It wasn't about joy, making people happy. Even though, again, Hashem likes to make people happy, but it's more of a compassion. Just like Hashem was compassionate, and he forgave us, and he let us live, we want to be compassionate to others and give for them. So vayti, you see a tzad that maybe it's more tzedakah-based than it is.
Mordechai did it his time. It doesn't explain what the kind of the people did.
Well, that's what he writes over there. The beginning of the piece explains what was the cheshbon, why we have to do it and everyone does it. He writes this reason. Let's try another nafkamina. Magen Avraham and Simon Tovrish Tadidal. Magen Avraham writes, Kasib Esyeisib, B'shem Agos Ashri. Moi Shechosh B'li B'lchal Kambiyim. Let's say a guy thinks, you know, I want to give that $500 on put. Says the Magen Avraham, Ein Arash Elish Noisim. You're stuck. Don't have any thoughts like that. Okay. Says the Magen Avraham, if you think that you want to give away money on Purim, you're locked into it. Just thinking. I didn't say a word. I didn't write. I didn't promise. I thought it. I thought about that. I want to give, you know, on Purim, I really would like to give away $1,000. I think that would be the amount I feel comfortable. That's my money that I have. I want to give away $1,000 on Purim to whichever organization, whoever comes to my Torah on Purim. Says the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham, you're locked in. Why are you locked in? Was this episode? So if you look in the Beis Yosef, which is the makar of this Magen Avraham, he writes, money that you thought about giving on Purim, you gotta give that money. The Nira says the Beis Yosef, this is because that's halacha in staka. So if you understand the matanz and yain is staka, so that's very good. If matanz and yain is simcha, if I decided I was going to have a bottle of wine, and I say, you know what? No, I'm slow. I'm not having the wine. I have to have the bottle of wine because I thought of it in my head. No. If it's tzedakah, there's a rule for tzedakah. Once you make up in your mind, you're going to give, you have to give. So this is the Magen Avraham L'shitasai. The same Magen Avraham that said that you don't say Shechionu is because the Magen Avraham held the siddin in tzedakah. That's why the mere fact that it pops into your head, that's binding. Because in Hilchot tzedakah, machshava alone is
binding.
How does that work? That's a good sugya. Why by tzedakah we don't say that? Why don't we say, Amir Rasul Gwaik, Mr. Rasul Hayy? At least an Amir, right? That's the But at least we find that the only other area where this halach would be true is by tzedakah. And according to the Magen Avraham, it's L'shitasai. That's the idea, but by tzedakah only. Because Matan Sev Yonim is begat in tzedakah. Maybe you could. Maybe you
moved by a field and you say, by the time you got home.
Yeah, but you have to know the rules, right? I'm just trying to show that the only other place where this such halach applies. It's tzedakah. So obviously, this is a tzedakah-based issue. I just want to point out something interesting from the Mishnah Berurah Shita. We pointed out a few minutes ago that the Mishnah Berurah does not mention Shechiyanu. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, when the Gabbai makes an announcement on Purim Day, he should have in mind, he should only say the Sudas Purim and Shmashlech Malas. I'm unaware of any shul that does that, just for the record. I think every shul announces all three, probably because of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chayyadim. But if you want to be a stickler, want to be a troublemaker in your shul, tell them. tell the guy in my shul, right? My shul will do the same thing. Okay, I don't know. Probably make the same announcement. But if you want to be a stickler, Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah don't say. So what does that tell me about the Mishnah Berurah? What does the Mishnah Berurah hold? Mishnah Berurah holds what? Like the Magen Avraham. That's a din in tzedakah. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah writes number 26. Ubichadushi aritvah kasav afilu shtei prutos b'shava pruta choshev matana avolag apachas. Mishnah Berurah is the one who says you can get away with giving a pruta. Like the Ritva. And that's very gishmak. Because if you hold it stuck, you should not be able to get away with giving up. That's the Shitasa. Now, this Mishnah Berurah is very controversial. Because the B'liyashiv already pointed out, a pruta. What are you going to do with a pruta? Right. So now, what bothers me is that the Mishnah Berurah didn't live that long. I mean, the Ritva lived many, many years ago, hundreds of years ago. The Mishnah Berurah did not live hundreds of years ago. Mishnah Berurah lived 100 years ago. When he wrote his Sefer, I don't think a Pruta was worth that much more. The Moshul is even a Sman Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer. The Sman has a possibility that maybe the Sman said you can't be Kashinish with a Pruta anymore. When the Mishnah says you can be Kashinish with a Pruta, that's because back then a Pruta got you somewhere. Today, a Pruta gets you nowhere, right? So do we change the status of value based on the times or not? But even in the Mishnah Berurah's times, I can't imagine a Pruta was worth that much more money. In the 1900s, and late 1800s, a Pruta was worth so much more money. I don't know. It's hard to imagine. But halach l'maisa, very few people take this Mishnah Berurah halach. I don't suggest giving 5 cents as Matan Sadeh. Yeah, I think that's really not right, especially if you could do more. But my sense is
5 cents can buy you a meal.
5 cents definitely cannot buy you a meal. But the mice says 5 cents. 5 cents, the Svara by Tzedakah, why you can even give less than a Prut is really found by the Ben Ishchai, is because it's Chazer Tzedarufe. If each guy gives me 5 cents, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I'm done. I got something my mushes. Mm-hmm. It's the only mitzvah where you can add everything together. There's such a tzad like that. But Al Kopanim, this Mishnah Berurah would work out very nicely with the other Mishnah Berurah that holds that it's Din and Tzedakah. No, it might not be worth it. It might be worth anything, right? They only if you win.
I think you prefer that.
So let's jump for a second. We'll leave 27 out for a different time. That's about Meiser Chaim. We'll have to talk about it a different time about using Meiser money for Matanos Avyanim, which again, it should be very much planned and secure. But I want to get to another Maramakum that I want. Then we get to the most troubling part of the whole Sigur. Take a look over in the Ratzka Tzvi. Chika Reisman has like 8 or 9 nafkaminas between this Chakira about whether or not it's stuck or is it Matan Savya or is it Simcha? So I want to talk about one for a second. He writes over here, what would be the din if the Oni doesn't want to accept the money? You give a guy $5, the guy says no. It happens a lot with stucker collectors today. So if you go over to the Oni, say, here, it's his $5. I don't want to take your $5. Would you be Yoitse, the mitzvah of Mishlech, of Matan Savya? So the Chayyar should be telling our Hakira. If you hold, whatever reason, not sure.
Certainly no simple.
So he wants to tie it. If it's Al Sadaka, you're not Yaitse. You never Yaitse if the guy doesn't want to accept. But if it's Al Simcha, so the way I would say it, he doesn't say it this way. The way I would say it is, I try to be Marbisim. That's all Chazal can ask him.
Yeah, but if it's result based, you didn't. Because
Simcha can never be result based. I can't make someone else happy. You can only try. Ask your spouse.
Another marriage lesson?
Exactly. Ask your spouse, right? You can only try to make someone else happy. You can't make someone else happy. You can only try your best. If I gave what Chazal wanted me to give, I'd be Yetzir the Mitzvah. Now, he writes the middle over here. He says, V'nira kedinze toli begedah chi matas avyein. Im chi matas avyein hu mehilcha staka ain kol suffik. There's no doubt. Shemo evyein lekiba liyadu es matas. If the evyein doesn't take the money, loin is kaim ha-mitzvah. Sharekiya mitzvah satstaku rake sh'oni mekaba liyadu es kaspi atstaka. Says Reb Tzvika Reisman, there's no sign in the world that you can give tzedakah and the Oni doesn't want to accept it. Mechilas Kaveri Terasa, he's not right. If you take a look at number 29, if you look in the Yad Avram on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Michlas Yeredeya, he taka paskins not like that. He paskins, quotes from the base hello, the imrat salit and tzedakah l'ani, v'ein imrat salit kabul yatsa. That's what's tzedakah. If you give money to an Oni, it happens a lot of times in shul, you give him a quarter. Someone told me they don't like quarters anymore because it jiggles in there. It's heavy to carry. They say no to quarters. Quarters are vada pruta. There's no shayla, quarters are pruta. You give the guy, he throws it back. Says the basil, he eats it, stuck. So it is such a possibility. Now it happens to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Derech Amunah does not like this psak of the basil. But there is such a psak from the basil like this. He holds tzedakah. It's not always about day mechzer, it's about trying. I tried, you rejected me. What do you want me to do? So.
Right? So that means he is going to accept it. His hand is out.
No, his hand is out until he sees what you put in it. Then it falls back. So with all due respect to Tzvika Reisman, I'm not sure what he means. There's no tzad in the world. There's such a tzad like that. And I would add, we already know that the tzedaka on Purim is watered down version. So maybe trying is good enough. Maybe Chazal asked you to try. I can't force people to do this. Now, we discussed this in the past. There's a whole din about giving Shalach Manas and he doesn't want to accept it. That's a lebedik ashayla yoytzeh. But I would think that not necessarily is this Chakira Talia not Chakira, about whether or not you want to give it and he doesn't want to accept it. But here's the problem with this whole sugya. Comes along the Ber Halacha number 30. Comes along the Ber Halacha number 30, and he writes a Shaila from the Prima Gal. Nista Pakti, Matonas Levyoin Imahani Amanas Lahavs. Talk about a cheap Jew. I go over to the owner and I say, here's the $5, I want it back. You give it to your Amanas, you give it back to him. When I be Yoitza Matonas Levyoin.
It's more like a loan.
So this is the Pella, this is Prima Gadol. Says the Prima Godim, Ki mitzvah machal umashkesh umashloach maris lemahani. Says the Prima Godim, Mishalach maris is not a tzad in the world that that would work. Why? Ki mitzvah machal umashkesh yisimcha b'porim. Because shalach maris is about simcha. Okay, so what tzad do you have that it should work on tzad yain? So let's work it out. If you hold it stuck, does stuck work on matan amat lachzer? So you take a look at Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shua, number 31. Rabbi Chanan writes in the Sugya, we learned the Sugya many years ago, when we did the Sugya in Kedushin about Matan Amanaz Lahachzer. So Rabbi Chanan writes, Ubevada imitin lo'onit stoka amanaz lahachzer loy kayim mitzvah stoka. So Rabbi Chanan is not even a shayla, even though there is a bit of a din, how to learn a shach and hilchos stoka. But Rabbi Chanan writes, Mefurish over here in Kavit Shua, you are not yoyt stoka amanaz lahachzer. So let's work this out. Go over to the Ani, give him $5, say, I want the money back. So if it's al stoka, you're not yoyt. If it's al simcha, you're not yoyt. So what was the shayla of Prima Godim? It's not pella. Any way you slice and dice it, how are you supposed to understand this Prima Godim? Now it happens to be that Prima Godim was the one who included Shachianu, which means that he was the one who held was on the side of simcha. The Mishnah Brura held not like the Prima Godim, because he left out Shachianu, which means the Mishnah Brura held was on the side of tzedakah. If it's on the side of tzedakah, how does the Mishnah Brura even have a suffix? As far as suffix, in hilchot tzedakah, this doesn't work.
So how can you say that it's in the Maisa? I gave it. No,
Rabbi Chanan already said that in Hilchot Tzedakah, you can't do Amanaz Lahachzer. So assuming everyone agrees to that, so how does the Mishnah Berurah even have a suffix? How could the Mishnah Berurah even entertain a possibility that it's on what side?
No, so that today I made him some app, because today he's been able to afford to do what he wants to make all.
So Itaka found such a shot like that, number 32, in the Sefer. He wants to tie it maybe like that. That maybe the simcha is that I have money for a couple of days. Not like a credit card. I never learned like that. I always told my Thomas after me to give the guy an aspirin right
there. The only time my Thomas when you kill it tonight. Kill it tonight after Purim, that means
right. So I never thought of it like that. I always thought my Thomas after me to give the money aspirin right back. Yeah. He wanted to suggest number 32, Yeshua Imashim, my Thomas of Yainim, Yeshua Oni Simcha, Shoch Lahat, Lahanus, my Maton, the Purim, the Liknes Bze, Masha Chafetz, Ulahaz Achakach Kesavach. It's like a loan.
So how does the loan become called?
Huh? Well, yeah, I'm thinking. I never looked at it like that. I always told myself I'm going to ask for it right back. So then, on the tzad of simcha, it makes sense. Okay.
Oh, because he has the things
on food. That day. He's enjoying. On that day, he's enjoying because he has money to use.
In his mind,
he's not thinking about He's not thinking about the fact that he has to pay back.
Could
I give him 30 days?
Later,
could be like it was again.
Yeah, but it only becomes matana when you give it back. So it only becomes matana 6 months later.
It would be a tonight. He has to pay him back. So then, one second, now let's work it the other way. So what's the suffix going to be, Magadim? So Vaitos, if you hold it tzedakah, you can't give tzedakah amanas. If you hold it simcha, maybe you can kvetch it azay and make it work like that possibility.
Like this.
Now, I think there's another possibility over here. I think there's another tzad to this Ber Halacha. And the Chaim Pinchas Sharmik points this out. Said the Pinchas Sharmik, why taka was it so posh to the Prima Godim? Matanis of Yainim doesn't work amanas lahachzer. I'm sorry, that Shalach Mordeh doesn't work amanas lahachzer, but maybe Matanis of Yainim does work. Said the Pinchas Sharmik, because go back to the words. What's the word in the Megillah? Matan. Gifts. There's rules for gift giving. One of the rules are you can give it. I'm allowed. Same Ha'ar of Yosef Engel had. Sometimes you have to push the lumnus aside and say, Vush state in the Megillah. What are the words in the Megillah? If the Megillah calls it a matana, there are rules and regulations for how to give a gift. One of those rules are I'm allowed. So that might be what the Baruch is getting at. Forgetting all the lumnus. Just like if Yosef Engel did that. If Yosef Engel says, forget whatever side of the Chakira you want to go like. At the end of the day, you got to work with what it says in the Megillah. So maybe here also. Okay, if you assume like that target. Now, halacha l'maisa, I did not see one achron who actually paskin like this side of the Prima Godim. They can actually give him an aslahazah. There's a long chew of Yitzchak Abadi where he yells about this. He says, I don't understand. Then you make the whole matzah of yin, a joke. Everyone gives him an aslahazah. Everyone goes home. The whole thing is a joke. So I have not found one achron. I'm not suggesting you should do this, but I have not found one achron that paskin halacha l'maisa, but that Mr. Bruce thought it was a legitimate suffix. He brought it down. It's a Prima Godim that the Mishnah Berurah brought down in Ber Halacha for a reason. There must be something that was supposed to take away in the lumdus of this Shiloh. So in my personal opinion, I don't think it's really a Chakira. I don't think it's too sudden. I think it's all one big Mevobel Dika Chakira. If they're both together, Chazal said, today I want you to get stuck because of Simcha, to increase Simcha. But at the end of the day, neither perfect. Meaning my point is, neither rules fit perfectly. It's not perfectly simcha, it's not perfectly tzedakah. I think it's a combination with a watered-down version of tzedakah, and that's perhaps the way Chazal wanted us to fulfill this.
Okay. Tzedakah on Purim.
Yeah, no, I think that's the way to look at it. I think that is the way to look at it. But the reason why they did it was because of simcha.